Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're going to talk some NFL draft with our buddy Dan Shanka from Arland Scouting Services, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing?
Real good, Bill. We're in the submarine here, so we're self-quarantined while we're working on our draft guide that's going to come out next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, the draft guides are going to be hitting the doorsteps just about any day now, and looking forward to that. So the Packers obviously drafting 30th. There's a lot of speculation. Will it be a wide receiver? Could they get an offensive lineman? What direction do they go? I know everybody's got a mock draft, and we all know they need an additional weapon. So you tell me who's going to be there and who's going to help them probably the most by the time they pick at 30th in the first round.
Well, I tell you, Bill, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a receiver, and just a matter of who the Packers want to pull the trigger on. A lot of speculation on different guys out there, but I think a guy that would really look good in that golden green, he's big, he's fast, he loves the cold. I think that, Chase Claypool out of Notre Dame would be a guy that the Packers will entertain because he just knocked it out at the combine after a really good career at Notre Dame, and big and strong, and I think he would, and he gives you that, he's super fast. I mean, here's a guy that's huge. He ran a 4.42, and he's 6'4", and about 238. So now you can put him in different packages, stick him at the slot, stick him outside. But if they just want a speed guy in the slot that runs really good routes, Justin Jefferson from LSU may be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, that's another guy that I've heard his name tied quite a bit to the Green Bay Packers, between the Packers and Eagles. Those two guys, or those two teams, were the teams that are most likely at least to get him, at least according to many different mock drafts that are out there. You know, Dan, if there is an early run on wide receivers, and a lot of GMs are saying, well, it's a wide receiver deep draft. Sometimes they say that, trying to allude to the fact that they'll pick up a wide receiver later rounds, when in fact you start to see some of the good ones come off the board right away, then I don't want to say panic sets in, but all of a sudden they go for the wide receivers. It starts to become a run on them because the top quality ones all of a sudden look from what would have been a deep draft to being gone. So if indeed that should happen for some of the first round talent to be off the board, another direction they may go could be a right tackle, a left tackle, more beef on the defensive front, another inside linebacker. I talked about Patrick Queen a lot and the talents that he could bring. Who may fit with Mike Pettine's defense, whether it be beef up front or middle linebacking, that you could see possibly coming to Green Bay?
Well, I think the mock draft that we actually put together yesterday had – Queen from LSU going to the Packers, you know, at 30. So,
and I wouldn't be mad at that.
No, now here's a sticky wicket. All right, now he's a 1 year starter. He's really a good player, but you know, you hear all these people talking about hand size of quarterbacks and this and that. Well, I'll tell you one thing: people nobody talks about is the arm length of linebackers. And Queen does not have really long arms, and now he'll lay a lick on you, and he kind of is there to help clean up the pile and things like that. But, I mean, I have seen linebacker coaches cut a second round, or not cut them, but they got them traded or got them out of their program because they didn't have long enough arms. And, Queen, I mean, he would fit there. He would fit a lot of other places. Actually, Baltimore could use him. But that's one thing nobody's talking about is that arm length to wrap up tackles. You know, he's going to miss some tackles because of that arm length.
The other guy that I wanted to ask you about, because there's also Josh. We talked a little bit about Josh Jones the last time you and I chatted. He's the big offensive tackle coming out of Houston. Now, if he should fall, the Packers, obviously, David Bakhtiari is coming up on a contract next season. They lost Brian Bulaga. They picked up Ricky Wagner. It may not be a desperate need, but that might not be a bad way to go, right?
Right. And I think, well, here's the thing, too, about Jones. I don't want to be always the devil's advocate, because Jones is a guy that's he'll be an ascending player. But one thing that I think the Packers have always liked in their offensive linemen, especially, you know, they get guys out of Wisconsin or what have you, or and the University of Wisconsin, they love to have their offensive line be violent, have violence in your hands, play a violent game. And I don't know if Josh Jones, he's a good athlete. He's maybe more of a finesse guy, but not that physical that, you know, you think of, you know, that the league and stuff, the conference that the Packers play in is just, I mean, it's a very physical league and division, and I think that, you know, that's Jones is a guy that's more athletic, which, does, I mean, he can do the job, but I'm just wondering, you know, is there going to be a better choice and say, you know, Jones is a guy like Cleveland, Ezra Cleveland from Boise, would he be a better choice at 6'6 and about 315, he's got some violence in those hands, and when he strikes you, you know, you get stunned a little bit. Or is Austin Jackson going to be there, a terrific athlete from Southern Cal that may end up dropping to the Packers, who he had kind of a rough fall last year because he gave bone marrow to his sister, and he's, you know, he started out obviously a little sluggish, and that, and by the end of the year, he was pretty good. So there might be a couple other options out there, but Josh Jones is an athletic offensive left tackle.
So in the second round, because let's just say the Packers do get a wide receiver, in the second round, it almost kind of becomes best available that falls to you at that point, or do you say, is there going to be an inside linebacker? Is there going to be an offensive tackle? They could still probably take another look at a running back position. If Aaron Jones does not re-sign with the Packers next year, they're going to be looking for another running back. I mean, what may be available to them more in the second round that we might not be you know, paying attention to in the first round?
Well, I think a defensive interior lineman, you know, might be a consideration too. Or just say, for instance, the Packers go with a receiver in the first round. There's a couple options, maybe in that second round. Matt Peart, an offensive tackle out of Connecticut, could possibly be there at second round. Neville Gallimore, Oklahoma, defensive interior guy. He can play across the front. You know, those may be a couple other considerations.
One of the guys here in our own backyard, Jonathan Taylor, I asked you about him before. Now, many of the projections I've seen have him going high second round. Is that where you guys have him?
Yeah, I think so. That, you know, that what a terrific career. And I think the people, the teams out there, a little bit nervous about, you know, that those fumbles. I think he's had, what, like 18 in 3 years. And so you get a little nervous when you see that, but you also see him break some long runs, and hopefully he'll go to a zone running team. So, but yeah, he's probably going to go in the early second would be my guess.
Give me a defensive end that might be there as well. We could just see, because you talked about defensive linemen, and there is a need for defensive tackles. There's no doubt about that. But they could also go on just the defensive end. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility to try to make a guy that was an end a down lineman or vice versa, the way they like to kind of shuffle them around in Mike Pettine's defense.
Yeah, in the second round, Bill?
Yeah.
About now?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you, Darrell Taylor, a long guy from Tennessee, who is a guy that he also can stand up. You know, he can stand up, he can go down, and, you know, Packers play a little bit 34 under defense and everything, and he would be a good fit. So, he's been productive at Tennessee, but I think he's going to be there in the second round, you know, at pick 62.
Talking with Dan Shonk of Our Lad Scouting Services about the upcoming NFL draft. Tell me a little bit about Jacob Phillips. Now, Jacob Phillips, the inside linebacker out of LSU, how much was he just the benefactor of Patrick Queen or vice versa?
Well, I think they worked together. Now, the thing about Queen, you know, he didn't start until about midseason. A guy by the name of Michael Divinity was actually their starter over. And here, there's a guy you can get probably in the fifth round, and he's the one that actually beat out Queen, you know, before his self-imposed suspension, I guess you'd say, Divinity had. And then, anyway, Queen hops in there and tears it up, you know, from midseason on through the national championship. Now, Phillips is really a good linebacker that's probably, you know, he probably could be drafted in that third or fourth round. That he can run, he's smart, he's athletic, he can cover people. So, there's no question there was a benefit of playing behind, you know, Rashad Lawrence, a big defensive lineman up there. And LSU, when you look at their team, it looks like an NFL team. The body builds of these guys. So, yes, I think that they worked hand-in-hand. We didn't even talk about Delpit. He came up in the box, too, to help out Phillips and then help out Queen. And then, of course, you have that defensive front up there chasing on the one defensive end, outside linebacker. So, I mean, they had a lot of people helping each other out, like a mad dog in a meat house when he went after a running back and down in that defense.
Dan, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to getting the draft guide. It is the best, the Bible that we use on our draft nights as well, and we will talk to you soon. And they can find it at ourlads.com, right?
Yes, sir. Or give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT, but they can go online at ourlads.com and order it right online.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. I'm sure right either before or after the draft, and we'll get you on, okay?
Thanks a million, Bill.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Dan Shonk from Our Lad Scouting Services. You can call and get an order of the copy, order a copy of the NFL Draft Guide, 800-PRO-DRAFT, 800-PRO-DRAFT, or go to ourlads.com. That's ourlads.com, ourlads.com. And that's when we're sitting there doing the NFL Draft. I mean, we take a lot of notes, Gary Ellerson and I and Paul Emig and such, but we usually sit there with the Our Lads book open in front of us, and it's our draft Bible. It's just what we use. It is just a wealth of knowledge and information, and it gives you all the stats and statistics and combine numbers and what they did in their careers. So it is what we use as much as anything. And thanks to Dan for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.